among the main conclusions we came to was to reiterate the position we have taken from the very beginning, that even though there is tremendous frustration in the country, tremendous bitterness, and young people in particular are saying, give us the gun. Don't waste time talking with Yoweri Museveni. You only understand the language of the gun. We have taken the position that we shall not pursue the option of violence. Rather, we shall use the method of positive, non-violent resistance in seeking to effect democratic and peaceful change in Uganda.
You notice that President Museveni himself has said that it will take a while before the opposition can come to power. So do you still believe that only through the democratic means that you want to seek power?
We have been all over the country, and the instinctive, immediate response of the people when we meet with them is Museveni doesn't believe in the ballot box. He doesn't keep any agreement he has signed. He keeps boasting of the fact that he came to power by the gun and he can only be removed by the gun, so give us the gun. In other words, this deep sense of frustration created by Museveni that only the gun can effect change is very widespread across the land. But knowing that, aware of that frustration and the depth of it, we have nevertheless made a conscious decision from the very beginning of our campaign that this campaign and the change we're talking about is going to be the ballot box. It'll be peaceful, it'll be democratic, no bloodshed. We also unanimously and enthusiastically came to the conclusion that we shall preserve our togetherness, we shall continue to work together with one voice and with one message, heading in one direction.
So
there is a by-election coming up soon. In that by-election, we shall field a single opposition candidate, and so on.
To seek a change through the democratic means, I know that the Forum for Democratic Change former leader, Chisa Besigye, has been arguing for electoral reforms. Do you think the opposition will be able to get those reforms before the next election?
The whole platform of free and fair elections, the purpose of the group is to press for a new electoral system, not for reform. Reforms assume that you've got a system which is legitimate, which is functioning, but which needs some corrective measures. In this particular case in Uganda, we are talking about a system that is wholesale fraudulent and wholesale part of the NRM rigging machine. So you cannot reform it. So we have identified a basket of 12 specific demands that we have met. And we have also offered to the 12 demands 12 solutions.